Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Despite what their moms told them, they just aren't talented enough for radio. Unfortunately, anyone can have a show these days. Sean.
Well, I'm pretty hard to figure out sometimes. In fact, I can't even figure myself out sometimes, so don't you try to.
Joe.
You're an idiot. And really, a disloyal person.
This is the Cuse Militia. Those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
It's the most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
Welcome, orange men and ladies. Happy Tuesday. This is the Cuse Militia with Sean and Joe at Cuse Militia on the socials. Go there. Join the militia. Thank you for tuning in, hanging out with us. We appreciate all of you. This is your Boston College preview and always your accurate final score predictions from us. Boston College will visit Syracuse this Saturday in the Dome at 3:30. Says TV's ACC, but we've heard that before. So, who knows? Joe, you had issues last week, right? So, I have the always reliable Yes or Masson here in Virginia Beach, DirecTV. That's how I get everything, Masson. If it's not on Yes, it's on Masson. I know you had issues, so yeah, which absolutely. Is weird.
Never heard of Bailey Sports South in my life, but no, and they, that is
not exactly up to par on the technology either, are they?
Well, I mean, I have YouTube TV, so didn't have that random channel, and then it was blacked out on ESPN, so yeah,
perfect.
It was definitely a difficult situation.
So, I hope everybody can get the game, obviously. But we are going to let you know what we think about Boston College. And as we said, give you our picks right after this. We have a new sponsor. I think you guys are going to love. Symbol is the stock market for sports that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. On Symbol, you can trade sports teams like stocks. And every time your team wins, you earn cash. Use your sports knowledge on Symbol to buy low, sell high, and earn cash payouts when your team wins. Join the 7,000-plus early adopters who have started to invest in their favorite teams. Visit www.simbull.com to create a free account. And when you deposit, make sure to use the promo code SD to make your deposit risk-free. That's Symbol.com. Use the promo code SD, and your deposit will be risk-free. This means even if you lose money, Symbol will refund your initial deposit, no questions asked. Join Symbol and start investing and profiting off your favorite teams today. Symbol.com. The Spotify Green Room app. Go to your iOS or Android stores. Join that group, the @Cuse Militia. Follow us, and you will get notified when we go live and do fan feedback. And you can either sit there and listen, like some guys did last night, or you can go ahead and request a talk. You request a talk, I approve it. You will have a little red microphone that appears on your icon. Hit that microphone, unmute yourself, and say your piece. And you don't have to just listen to us. You can do your own thing, or you can follow a number of people. So go to your iOS or Android stores today and download that. All right. So, Joe, yes, the all-time series between Boston College and the Orange sits at 31-32 in favor of Syracuse. This is going to be the third meeting in a row that Syracuse will host in the Dome. Boston College took the last two, 16-13 last year and 58-27 in 2019. Boston College is currently 3-4, 0-3 in the ACC. They have lost their starting quarterback, Phil Jurkovic. He suffered a season-ending wrist injury in the second game of the season against UMass. Dennis Grozelk stepped in and finished off the Minutemen along with Temple and Missouri. in the next two games following that. Then Clemson, NC State, and Louisville handled them. Right now, Grozel has totaled 2 touchdowns and 5 interceptions in those ACC games. Eagles players, who are their status was updated to day to day, and that is defensive back Brandon Sebastian and tight end Trey Berry. They're day to day. They could potentially play, I suppose. Obviously, this is going off of the pregame presser for Syracuse. Sebastian has been a key contributor to Boston College defense so far this year, and Barry, obviously, a big part of the offense. So those are some key outs. A couple things I noticed. First, I'll start with this, and this is the fan base coming through. If I can find this. Let's see. Okay. I took some screenshots, and this is the basic. This is the basic feel, pretty much overall with the fan base on Twitter. This team is faltering bad. Time to switch up the QBs. Relax, people. Have faith. The system is still on the rise. Losing Phil was a huge blow. Would be a totally different story if we had him. Quite possibly true, obviously. Shocking it wasn't worse. This is after the game they lost to recently. Please make a QB change. Nothing else to lose. BC is going nowhere in the ACC this year. Season is over. If a QB change doesn't happen, just bring Jurkovic back. I don't care if he's injured.
Jeez.
That's pretty good. Pathetic clowns. What a joke. Grossell is god awful. And play calling is worse. Make changes. So that's the kind of thing you're hearing right now. And a couple other things. They have a nickname for Tommy DeVito over there at the, what is it? The BC Interruption, which is where I got those, the injuries update from. Tommy DeVito, and they were really wanting to use this, but obviously he's in the transfer portal and they can't. So one other thing I did notice, Joe, just looking at box scores and whatnot, is they did struggle with Malik Cunningham, as many do. He had 133 yards and 3 touchdowns on them in their loss against Louisville. So, the defense is floundering, to say the least. They struggle. Did I say the defense?
Yeah.
The offense is struggling a little, but the defense isn't terrible. So, total offense is ranked 88th in the country, averaging 371 yards a game. Total defense, on the other hand, is 41st, and they are allowing 345 yards a game compared to Syracuse's total offense, which is 52nd, and they're averaging 422 yards a game, which is pretty damn good. So, and with Syracuse hitting their stride and coming back home, I don't see them slowing down. I don't see this defense slowing Syracuse down. So, it's going to be on. I think if Boston College's offense doesn't step up and step up big, this could end up not being a close game, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, their defense has shown, times when they can give up points, and they've definitely played better than the offense, I feel like. And it's 100% true that if Jurkovic never got hurt, then it would be a completely different season so far, probably for them. Started off 4-0, and then, they played Clemson really, really tight.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We should have won that game, other than I think they had like three turnovers. Griselle threw for over 300 yards. So you're talking about a team that they had like their max, like, you know, confidence going into that game. It was at Clemson. And I remember watching that game. I think it was a night game at Clemson. Should have won, and they didn't. And it just seemed like since then, it's kind of been a downward spiral, because then they go into a bye week, come off the bye week, you know, after 14 days, you know, 2 weeks off, and you get smoked at home by NC State 33-7. You have two more turnovers. Then you turn around, you go to Louisville, and albeit 28-14, they still had four turnovers, or three turnovers, I think. And Louisville actually had four. But still, when you're talking about a team that's had, you know, 8-9 turnovers since they started ACC play, and it just seems like ever since they started ACC play, they've kind of struggled. And again, obviously, a little bit of it has to do with the quarterback, but some of these games were close. They are a competitive team, but also two away games, and we know that Clemson, NC State, and Louisville are all good teams too. So, again, I think going just like last week, when you looked at Virginia Tech's schedule, they won all the games that they should have won, and then, you know, they lost some games against some good teams, so you really didn't know how good they were. So I expect a competitive game. I think their defense is going to be able to, you know, keep them in the game, and their offense is, you know, what I worry about is seeing what Virginia Tech did on the ground against us.
Yeah,
because Boston College does have, you know, some good running backs. I know Pat McGarwa. Garwo with Alex Sinkfield and Travis Levy. They all have a bunch of carries this year, and they spread it out, and they definitely run more than they pass. Although Zay Flowers is, you know, a good receiver, you know, his worth has kind of went down a little bit just because Dennis Griselle is not the thrower that Jerkovic is. So, again, I worry that they're going to kind of take a play out of, you know, Wake Forest, Virginia Tech's playbook, and try to ground and pound. And right now it looks like it's kind of working against us. So it's going to be competitive for sure, but there's definitely, you know, some things where, you know, it definitely makes me nervous for sure.
Yeah. Garwo. Is that it? Is that how you say his name? Garwo?
Yeah. Pat Garwo.
Okay. Yeah. You know, averaging 6 yards a carry, which is, you know, looks like they keep fresh legs in there. I got to be honest, I've only seen one Boston College game, and it was not for homework. It was just on, and I was watching it not very tentatively. But we all know Zay Flowers, right? So we know what he can do. And I don't know who their backup is, but you got to imagine this Dennis Griselle is going to start and finish this game unless something happens. Right.
Well, and that's one thing that I don't know, because I did listen to the Boston College press conference, and the coach spoke on that. I guess he spoke on the fact that they were going to have a conversation between the coaching staff and look at some tape and figure some things out. And he said that he came to a conclusion, and that they all came to a conclusion that this is a pretty easy decision. And I think that whoever we see under center, because this was a thing, there was a thing where they kind of this past weekend looked at the possibility of, okay, do we have something else, you know, in the quarterback room that can give us a better chance to win? And, you know, he came out and he told the media that they looked at some tape and they decided, and that they're very confident with their decision, and that's what they're going to do moving forward, and let's see what happens on Saturday. So there's a lot of cryptic stuff in there without really saying anything, and they didn't even mention, I mean, I tried looking up whatever I could, and I have not even seen an article of a possibility of, you know, who, you know, Boston College's fans are clamoring for. I mean, you said, oh, we need a quarterback change, but I can't find anything anywhere that has another quarterback. I mean, I can look at their roster, but I don't know which quarterback's good, which quarterback's not. So I would have to imagine that Griselle is probably going to be the guy. I mean, he's a 6-year guy. So we'll see.
Yeah, and there is a headline over at the BC Interruption. Jeff Hafley has made a decision about Dennis Griselle's starting role at Boston College. Obviously, You know, it's all speculative. So,
but we're not going to know until Saturday. And that's the thing. And I think he said that, obviously, to keep Dino on his toes. But there has literally been no other quarterback that's taken or at least thrown a ball for them this year other than him and Jerkovic.
Yeah,
so,
he said, I feel good with the quarterback situation. I've made a decision, which I've thought about really hard. And I watched a lot of tape myself and then obviously with the staff. And we've made a decision and we feel really good about it. And the team knows about it. And I think for obvious reasons, I'm going to keep that until we get on the field and play. So. Which is typical, which that's what you do. But I don't, who is the backup to the backup, Joe? Do you even know who it is?
I
couldn't find him.
No idea.
Right, exactly. So
I have no idea. So,
right.
Yeah.
So it, you know, hey, look, I don't think I'm not, he can be as cryptic as he wants to be. If he had something in his back pocket, I feel like I'd have seen it by now. So
right.
I feel like you're what you see is what you get. And it's going to come down to, look, last week against Virginia Tech, you did have to give Burmeister some respect, right? I mean, he's had troubles this year, but you've got to give him some respect. Not that you don't have to give this guy respect, but this isn't the same team. The defense isn't as good as Virginia Tech and the offense isn't as good as Virginia Tech. My opinion.
I mean, like I said, I guess we're going to have to wait and see. You know, you do look at some things, and this does look like a team that realistically, when you look at it, I think they have 8 interceptions and 3 fumble recoveries. So they have 11 turnovers on defense. So
when you,
they seem to.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. That was rude.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, and they only have 8 sacks on the season in 7 games.
Right. And so, that's what I was going to say. We have 28.
So you're looking at a situation where you really have a defense that doesn't look like they're going to really get to Schrader. And, you know, they're opportunistic. They get, I mean, turnovers have been kept them in games in some instances. So, you know, as long as I can imagine them just, you know, they're going to play conservative. I mean, obviously, they're probably trying to stop the run, but it doesn't seem to me like they've been able to get a pass rush, a legitimate pass rush against, teams this year as well. So, I mean, it's looking like, you know, their defense, like I said, they got some guys. It definitely helps that if Sebastian is going to be out, I know he's day to day, but he leads the team in interceptions with 3. And Trey Berry at the tight end that you said it was day to day as well is 2nd in receiving behind Zay Flowers. So, if those guys don't play, it'll definitely help in the depth situation. But, yeah, I don't really see a situation where we're not going to be able to score on these guys, barring just a lot of mistakes and turnovers and penalties, you know?
They use the same day-to-day, could-play potential language with Trey Vrabel, too, last week. So, you know, Syracuse is 9th in the country in team sacks, which is amazing. 28 total. So,
yeah. And Grissel can move a little bit. I mean, he's not, you know... It's not somebody back there that's just going to, you know, take sacks, can't move, and doesn't have a little bit of mobility, but...
he's got a little bit. I mean, he's got 2 rushing touchdowns, but...
He can throw a little bit, too, yeah. So I just don't know how exotic they're going to get. I mean, I think they're going to look at, obviously, trying to run the ball, and if they can do that successful, they're going to try to get one-on-one matchups with Zay Flowers, because, you know, I don't really know if we have a guy that can guard him right now, especially if Garrett Williams is out, so...
Yeah, that's the other thing. There was nothing in Coach's pregame presser to Boston College alluding to anything about those guys, really.
Yeah.
And you still got, we talked about Vettorello, Garrett Williams, Dakota Davis, who else? Goodness gracious. There's a bunch of them at this point. So, Darius Tisdale. Yeah. So, and he did kind of allude to the fact that he expects Tisdale back. But
at some point,
right, exactly. So, you know, don't expect to see him. But I do think they're going to have success running the ball. I mean, teams have had success running the ball against us, and that's kind of one of the holes that needs to be plugged. But, you know, we're going back in the dome, coming off of a win. The dome just relieved some COVID protocols on children. They don't have to be showing tests and vaxxed and all that stuff. So, there's a good chance you can get a bigger crowd in there. I don't know what the weather looks like on Saturday in the dome, but to be there at 3:30, in a mid-afternoon game. You know, you feel like that's good family time right there. Okay.
Well, this is the last one until Pittsburgh, right? So I mean, this is the second to last home game, I believe. And after getting that win, seeing us at 4-4 and knowing what the possibilities could have been, I mean, there's no reason why we can't make a little run here in November and the end of October and get a decent bowl game, or at least just get a bowl game. So, and this is a big game towards that for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Let's move on to picks right after this.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
All right. Symbol.com is the sports stock market website that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. There are two ways to make money on Symbol. First, every time a team you own wins, you earn cash payout. Second, just like the stock market, if you think your team is going to increase in value, you can buy low and sell high for a profit. Use the promo code SD to make your first deposit risk-free. That means even if you lose money or just decide the market isn't for you, Symbol will refund your initial deposit, no questions asked. Symbol, SimmBull.com. Go there today. Also, Spotify, Green Room app. Go to your iOS or Android stores, download the app. Look, if you're thinking about doing something, you can do it straight from this app, okay? You can sign up to have your Green Room recorded, and they will email you that audio, and you can go ahead and upload that to any podcast platform. If you're thinking about someone who's thinking about a way to do podcasts cheap, well, this is pretty damn cheap. No equipment needed. You plug in some headphones, and you got a phone. I mean, that's pretty much it. So I lied when I said no equipment needed. You do need a phone, and you should get some headphones. It always sounds a little better with headphones. So go to your iOS, and of course, follow us and join us, okay? Sign up for notifications, and when we go live, you will get that notification, and you can either sit there and listen or chime in with us live, which is a lot of fun. I love when you guys do that. So iOS or Android stores, go there today. All you need is an email address, a username, and a password. All right, Joe. So, trading punches, you and I. here. We both had some pretty decent picks. And
I won
because I had 20. I had Virginia Tech at 21. You had them at 17. That's the only reason I won. We both got the negative five for picking Syracuse to win. So I totaled 20. 31-21 was my score. 31-17 was yours. I totaled 20. You totaled 16. So we're both 4-4. Okay. Now, I don't like my score a lot this time around. I'm pretty confident in Syracuse winning this game, but I'm a little bit apprehensive about what the score is going to be because that Virginia Tech game threw me off. I mean, we scored 41. Virginia Tech wasn't really scoring points at all. They pull out 36, right? So we dealt with a struggling offense last week and we kind of poo-pooed them to some extent. You know, a little bit. I mean, I remember Giovanni saying, you know, he thought our picks were a little high. So, by the way, Gio had 24-17 Syracuse. So, you know, we all had everybody low. So anyways, I'm going to say that I think Syracuse continues this trend. I think the Dome gets a little bit more, could be a little bit more aggressive, a bigger crowd in there. I think there's some fire lit underneath the fans' butts right now. I think they feel like some momentum's coming their way, and I feel like the team has the momentum. So I'm going to say 38-21. I think that this one has a possibility of not being close at the end of this game. Cuse.
That's a good score, bud.
You like it?
Yeah, I do.
It means a lot coming from you, Joe.
But I'm going to go a little lower with Syracuse.
Okay.
So
really?
Yeah, a little lower. A little lower.
Okay.
A little lower. No, but I got Syracuse 34. Boston College 27.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I do. And I think that Boston College might score late to make it maybe a little bit closer. But I think they're going to be able to run on us. I think that they'll be able to – they're going to break a couple probably. Zay Flowers might get one. Like, some stuff's going to happen. They've proven to get some turnovers, even though we've proven not to really give up turnovers. So I think that that might, you know, be a little bit more of a thing than we might – not be letting up a little bit, but plus, you know, with the special teams issues and stuff, like I have no doubt that we're going to be able to score. I don't think their defense is going to be good enough to barring penalties and turnovers. Like their defense is going to be good enough to probably hold us under 30. But I think they're going to score a little more because I just see that. I mean, our defense just looks like they got a little bit more holes. I don't know how banged up they are, but I think that they're going to be able to run a little bit. I mean, Virginia Tech couldn't run against anybody, and they just did what they did last week. So,
I know, but there's a good chance some of that stuff gets fixed too, right? So the one thing I'd be worried about is calls, you know, penalties, pass interference, you know, trying to keep up with the Flowers, you know, going
right,
having to deal with some of those guys. Obviously, when we. You know, we talked about Trey Berry, and if he doesn't play, that's going to be huge for Syracuse, obviously.
Yeah.
And actually, both those guys. plain and simple.
Well, and the thing with that as well is after you see Wake Forest as a Syracuse like team or defense, you know, then you know that you really can't just leave your guys out to dry like that a little bit, especially when you're playing against certain receivers. So. I think that's kind of what you've been seeing a little bit is that I think that's why Virginia Tech was able to run a little bit better because we weren't going to leave our corners out to dry with no safeties and have their speed, like their burners, you know, go and beat us one-on-one and get them some easy touchdowns. So I think they kind of didn't fall in that trap like we did against Wake Forest and kind of just, you know, all right, beat us with the run. Go down and score touchdowns with the run, and we're not going to give up all these big plays. And they went back to a more bend but don't break approach with also, you know, getting really, really good nice exotic blitz and timely blitz when it was passing downs, still be able to get that kind of pressure.
Yeah, well, that's just it. Having the time to throw, and hopefully we just don't give them that time, I guess.
But, yeah. Well, I mean, I think that you look back at the Wake Forest game, and the coaches probably, when they went back and looked at that tape, they probably were a little upset at themselves because of how often they actually allowed just man-to-man, no safety help against some of those guys. And, you know, what could have been if we weren't really as aggressive and kind of just went back to the bend but don't break, give up a little bit more rushing yards without giving up the big play passing yards and make them really just drive down the field. And for the most part, that's what they made Virginia Tech do. And eventually, you know, obviously we outscored them, and now we have an offense with the running attack and to where we can put up points, right? I mean,
right.
Like, I'm confident we're going to get over 200 yards rushing. We're going to be able to get some plays, some decent plays, because Schrader's going to be able to extend some plays and make some throws downfield. Like, that's all things that he's done against almost every defense given a whole game of starting. So
if Syracuse does pull this game out, do you still see that would put us at what? Five and four. And so do you still see Syracuse getting to a bowl game out of these last three? We don't have to get into detail about it because we're going to do the previews and whatnot. But this is that's a rough road to hoe. I mean, quite honest with you, we're going to have to face Malik Cunningham. I mean, I know NC State's had some issues on offense a little bit, but
they have. But our last three games are against really good teams in the ACC, and it's pretty much a step up every week. So
right.
I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, like, for me to think that right now, like, honestly, realistically, we should be in a position right now where we're either at six wins or we beat Boston College and we get the six wins and we don't really have to worry about it. But we're not. And, you know, I hate to say it, I don't want to look ahead, but I mean, I think our best path, and I think that you'll agree, our best path is to win the next two games, obviously, is to, you know, use use what's going on with what you just did with, you know, Virginia Tech and winning a game there and taking that momentum and coming in, even though you're beat up and you haven't had a bye week, coming in and beating a Boston College team. That's
right. That's another big thing.
Who knows if the coach has, you know, lost the team. He says they got a great culture, good attitude. They're still going to come in. They're going to play. They're going to compete. So I got to believe him until I see it. But to come in and win this game, I mean, we'd be at all time just, you know, flying high, going into a bye week to where we can get healthy and we can really, I mean, that's really, I'm excited. If we win this game right here, I'm going to be really, really excited about going into this bye week. And, you know, the possibility of beating Louisville, I think is going to be within the realm of possibility based upon just the momentum and then getting that week to get healthy. And then from there, the sky's the limit. Cause then you go and you beat Louisville, then, I mean, you take that momentum and obviously all that positivity and all that, you know, just everyone's going to be just so positive and just, I don't know. It's just one of those things where it's,
in Louisville is going to play. That's going to be our primetime game on the ACC network, Louisville at NC State. Then they're going to play Clemson at home, and then that's our bye week, and then they face us. So, you know, they've got their work cut out for them too before they see us, and we're going to get we're going to get to rest. So, you know, that could be the one saving grace. You know, I was kind of irritated by the late season bye. I mean, talking about after nine games. Yeah, I mean, that's so ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
I believe that. But if we come out with a win here, then it's going to be like, oh, what a great timely bye week.
Right, exactly. Four,
get these guys healthy.
That's the silver lining. That's what I'm looking at as a silver lining, is to play these guys coming off of a late year bye and maybe being able to catch them sleeping a little bit because we get 2 weeks to prepare for them. And that always helps. It's a huge advantage.
Guys, they're not pros, right? Pros come out. Pros are uber confident all the time. They're making all this money. They're in the big stage, right? Like, I think that sometimes it gets lost with the fans and like how much get a couple wins, get through some adversity, get the confidence and momentum and everything, and everything's just clicking. I think that a lot of fans in college sports kind of just underestimate the power of that, because everybody isn't a pro, and a huge percentage of these guys are not going to be professionals in the sports they play in college. And you know, that's the kind of thing you're looking at, is that, you know, we lost three games against a decent competition in the ACC, at least two teams, right, by 3 points. And then we go and we win that game. So, I mean, you can only imagine how that confidence is going and how that's just going to just roll downhill with that momentum. So, again, the sky's the limit when it comes to college, and we have the athletes. When you're talking about Tucker and you're talking about Schrader, when it's all said and done, these guys, they might be the highest duo of running backs, mm-hmm. as far as quarterbacks Schrader's, and running backs.
Schrader's in history, top. Right? Well, that's possible too. Schrader's, I think, top five in the country as a quarterback in rushing yards.
Which is kind of, I mean, considering that how much time he, I mean, think about
he's only
what
started
he would be able to get.
Five games, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yes. Five games. He played a little bit in Albany.
A little
he
bit.
Played a decent amount in Albany.
Half, he played about a half. Right.
But Rutgers, he only played
a series. What,
maybe one quarter, two series in Ohio, you know. So, again, I mean, you look at that Ohio game, and that could have been the confidence. If it was just Schrader right from the beginning, right out the gates at Ohio, I bet you he would have had a good game, put up some stats, and that might have, you know, again, well, momentum goes into Rutgers. Who knows?
Right. Well, that was my point. That was my point last night when we were talking about, you know, having to deal with this quarterback controversy for the first three games. And then it linger in the locker room for the next, four games. Mm-hmm. And now here we are now. So it's been a lot. It's been, you know, it's been 8 games worth of kind of finding your identity and your way and figuring out what you got. That's a lot. That's a lot.
It was really eight,
but that's still a lot.
But Schrader's already got 592 yards rushing.
Yeah.
He started five games.
Yeah.
And you really look at the math and everything, he's averaging over 100 yards rushing a game that he started. Him and Tucker combined have, 1,652 yards, something like that. Like, they're already over 1,600 yards of rushing combined. We still got 4 games. So, again, I'm confident in what we're doing. And,
again,
Boston College is solid. They're going to come out. They're going to compete. Good coach, smart team. It's going to be tough in the trenches. And that's one of the things, is there's a lot of people talking about take the under, because they think this is going to be an old school style Northeast football game where, you know, it's going to be smash mouth.
Big East rival game. And they got Syracuse pegged at BC. What did I call it? Interruption. BC interruption. That's their SB.
Yeah.
That's their SB page. Their scouting report for Syracuse's offense is, it's right on the money. I mean, all you got to do is do what we do for every other team too. But, you know, they know what they need to do. The problem is, can you do it? You ain't stopping both of them. There's no way. So I just don't see his power. Not this team, but
that's the thing, is they don't have the personnel to do what Clemson did to us.
Right. Exactly. So we'll see what happens. But, all right, those are the picks. What were they? Me 38-21 Cuse and Joe 34-27 Cuse. I'm going to remember to put it out this time. I have forgotten. Shame on me to put out the final score prediction tweet and post on the socials. And I apologize, because I really like going through those, because I want to see how wrong you guys are. And then there's guys like Dominic who just steal my score when I guess it on the money. It's kind of cheap. Yeah, I mean.
No, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
College basketball exhibition tomorrow.
Yep, that's right. And hopefully we'll get into some college basketball in the Syracuse bye week. We'll just have to see what the news looks like. But we appreciate all of you for tuning in to hang out with us. For Joe.
Sir.
I'm Sean. We're out of here.
Peace.